We have almost double the number of volunteers that we have salaried staff, and that's not unusual in a charity, actually. So, you know, we have sort of averagely over sort of 3,000, nudging 4,000 volunteers on an average year who give us time, some every week, some a few hours, but we're grateful for all of it. And the organisation wouldn't function without the effort that the volunteers put in. And in my time in the organisation, I've gone around things like our setup in Ivy Bridge, where we have about 120 volunteers from across sort of Devon and the southwest who turn up to read sort of audiobooks, help with stuffing envelopes for USB sticks for our audiobooks and library services. You know, and it's that sort of effort that keeps the show on the road, frankly. And so we are massively grateful to our volunteers. We have a really strong volunteering sort of management team in our HR set up who, you know, manage our volunteers. It's good to have this focus day, which is the 5th of November, International Volunteer Manager Day, that we can take a moment to sort of reflect and thank our volunteers and remind ourselves quite how important it is that we have so many volunteers in the RNIB. I think one other thing, Alan, you know, it's, you know, as I say, up to 4,000 people, you know, having a routine with us. Clearly that routine has been disrupted through coronavirus. So lots of face-to-face activity, you know, has not been able to be done. People turning out to people's houses to give sort of tech support. You know, these things have been very difficult now. And our volunteers have done a brilliant job of sort of segueing into more of a remote routine we've been able to do remotely to provide vital service to beneficiaries who are very, very reliant, you know, on the services that our volunteers have traditionally provided, you know, particularly when our beneficiaries are themselves feeling more sort of isolated under some sort of lockdown restrictions over the last 6 months. So, yeah, it's a massively important part of the organisation, and it's great that we can recognise that on International Volunteer Manager Day. I would encourage anyone listening to this who's not a volunteer and might feel like it, they're going to spring in their step with a bit of sort of civic contribution. If you go on our website, on our volunteering page, you can find the ways by which you can sign up to be a volunteer.
And we will give the details a little bit later. And a topic which almost disappeared for most of this year, Matt, was Brexit. And that has reared its head in a way that RNIB has become involved in.
Well, yeah, back with a vengeance. I mean, we had a lot of activity through the autumn last year when we were looking like there was going to be a sort of no deal at the end of 2019. And clearly that was averted by the extension. Everyone will be alert to the fact that negotiations are again going to the wire at the moment. And so we've had a Brexit group in existence over 15 months, you know, to make sure we're on top of all the issues. And again, just a reminder that, you know, with the devolved nations, you know, there are some subtleties, particularly in Northern Ireland with its sort of land border with the Republic and therefore a sort of European land border, which impacts us. So we've been looking at all sorts of issues to do with, you know, how we're bringing goods into the country, which we would sell through our website. And making sure we don't fall foul of any sort of supply chain challenges if there's suddenly delays at ports and extra tariffs get slapped on certain categories of goods. You know, we've been looking at things like how many European nationals we have employed in the organisation. And then just this week, we've been putting out a letter which we signed, which has been sort of coordinated by Guide Dogs, which calls on the government and the European Commission for clarification. And that letter actually went out in the Times newspaper, was signed by Tom Wright, CEO of Guide Dogs, and a variety of other people, blind vets, you know, myself, and a variety of others. It sounds a slightly strange thing, but, you know, clearly if you have a guide dog, as you would know, Alan, traveling, you know, seamlessly with your guide dog is absolutely vital. And whether that's sort of, you know, going on a ferry over to Europe on holiday and having the appropriate protections in place. But equally, you know, I just mentioned Northern Ireland and Republic of Ireland. You could very, very easily be a guide dog owner around the border. And through your daily activity of shopping and going to school and fetching and carrying family members, yeah, you might well go across the border a number of times without thinking about it. But clearly, you know, that is now potentially endangered by not having the regulations that would allow that to continue in a sort of no deal Brexit. So hence the letter.
Absolutely. That pet passport is a very important document. We've got time for one more, Matt. I know you wanted to talk about Ellie, who is our chair, who is stepping down shortly.
We do a monthly update for the team, which Ellie and I do had done in person, which we now do sort of a video. And, you know, it's just a reminder, because this is Ellie's last one, that Ellie's time as chair is up. You know, after the better part of 10 years service to the charity, three of which have been as chair. And so just a reminder that Ellie's been a fabulous servant of the RNIB over that time, particularly recently, has helped steer the organisation through, you know, a more sticky patch, and helped us come through it and out the other side, able to sort of chart a very positive future. So, you know, it's just a moment to sort of reflect on that and sort of give my warm thanks to Ellie for, you know, sort of taking me under a wing a bit in the last 18 months. And I know she'll go on to great things outside the organisation afterwards.
Indeed, she will be missed. We'll be hoping to chat to her before she leaves on her final day, Matt. Now, if you would like any more information on RNIB's services, or indeed, as Matt mentioned, for volunteering, we're always looking for people to get involved, then please do go to the website rnib.org.uk and you'll find lots of information there. Matt, we'll catch up again next week, but thanks for talking with us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Not at all, Alan. Thanks very much, and speak to you next week.